For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. I hope you're coming off of a great weekend. Let me give a shout out to God and a praise to God. We were visiting my folks. My dad is 81. My mom is 80. And for the last, 25 years, we all relocated south, and they've been in the Lafayette area. So we went to visit them for the long weekend. And, you know, my brethren, it was just a fabulous visit. Our mother had had some health issues and health scares. And glory to God, she has come through just fine. She's going to be fine. I don't know. I just sat there at that big dining room table with my kids and my husband, and here's my folks, and just eating our little sandwiches, and the whole time I'm under my breath saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I mean, 80 and 81, and I just, maybe for you this morning, maybe you could wake up and, I don't know if you had a bummer weekend, I'm sorry if you did, but perhaps you can shift your thinking towards some things that you're very thankful for. Maybe you're missing some deadlines and your dreams haven't all come to pass. But maybe you've got some things like an 80 and an 81-year-old mom and dad full of strong health still and loving God. And you're able to break bread with them and say, boy, thank you, Lord. I cherish these moments. I don't take them for granted. Maybe for you it'll be something else. But what a beautiful way to start your Monday. What a beautiful way to start your day. What a beautiful way to start your week. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you that as I'm driving to work, you put breath in my lungs, and I have one more day that I know of now to accomplish some things for you and for the kingdom. I can bring the kingdom to someone. I can be an influence somewhere. Thank you, God. Brethren, that was our, in Genesis, be fruitful, multiply, take dominion, spread the kingdom, go. What did Jesus say? Go, do the Great Commission. It's the only way to live. So anyway, what a great Monday morning it is. I pray it is for you. Hey, a couple dates before I get to this message. I'm going to be doing What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall on radio, probably in the next 2 weeks. But also, you have time to join me. I know I'm taping this, but our first time of doing this will be February the 19th, a Tuesday night, right in Metairie, using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church. Join us, 7 o'clock, free of charge, men and women, all denominations. We take $2 to help pay for the room rental, and then I take a love offering. But I will be teaching this in its fullness Tuesday night, February 19th, and then the following Tuesday, I'm coming to the North Shore. I hope I get to see my North Shore friends. And perhaps I don't know you, but you enjoy the radio. Come see me. Let's meet. Let's grow together using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church, West Causeway Approach. I can't wait. February the 26th, 7 o'clock, free of charge. Straight teaching, we're not bringing our band. Hey, but I'm just thinking, if you love to play, you love to sing, man, you know, come. Let's listen to you, and then I'll go into the teaching. And then April the 20th, I'll be doing a retreat for Lakeshore Church using this same teaching. And then I'll be doing my own Anadani Ministries daytime retreat, April the 12th. Faith, Intimacy, and Answered Prayer at Longview House and Gardens. People are already registering for that. You let us know. Go to the website to register. It's a blast. And so look, I will begin tomorrow. I'll get right to the teaching because I've already made my date announcements, all the upcoming dates. What to do when your back's up against a wall. It happened to David in 1 Samuel chapter 30. It will happen to you at some time, my brethren. Just because you live in this world and the Adamic nature is constantly being ripped off of you in a good way, stripped off of you, you don't want it. You want the nature of Christ to flow through. Let's look what happened to Daniel. And let's look at the themes, plural themes involved in this story. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.